100 word stories.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Maybe I'll get this done on time. Who knows? The 100 word stories podcast, that's it. One a day until the day I die.com. I publish it. And you write the stories for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And sometimes I post them on time. Anyway, the topic this week was dirty, so let's go ahead and give the stories a listen. Day's not over yet. I still have time. Anyway, here we go.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It was a dirty, rotten, evil trick to play. The recorded message, posted in the mail. I have your kids. I want $1 million deposited into my Swiss bank account in 7 days. Every day over, one of the little darlings pays the price, with their life. I included a recording of their screams and pleading for mercy, just to ram the message home. The parents paid up, of course, $1 million, and well before the deadline. Not that it made any difference whatsoever. I'd already done away with the kids on day one. Noisy, annoying little buggers.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A guitar case and no guitar, plus a sleeping bag. A trip to the mountain gone wrong. The police searched everywhere. Nothing. One day, he was back, holding his guitar. The police asked him questions. The guitar code was dirty again, he said. I planned to go to Horse Days. Horse Days? Yes, a historic field trip. Not this garbage. The police had no clue what he meant, but they were offended. A nutcase, no doubt. The moment they tried to grab him, he held his guitar up and disappeared. One wonders where he ended up, on a corrupted code. And this was my story for this week, drop by my blog at lizziegoodguff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 1055 with the prompt of dirty. So here's my story. Even more surprising than Patrick's remark was Bobby when she charged toward her brother, her hands raised to throttle him. You dirty bastard! Patrick grabbed her wrist before she could choke him, but she continued to shout, You're pathetic! You held Sabrina captive, torturing her until Bilbert got there, then you tried to use them to kill the Five Sisters Coven. You should be groveling, asking them for forgiveness, but instead, you're staring at Candy's butt as she scrubs the counter. You should just leave, now! Before Patrick could react, Mrs. Wienerheimer stepped in. No, we need Patrick to stay. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Morning, it's Richard. It's very hot here. This is my story. It's called Dirty Words. I'd always thought our marriage was doing just fine. Perhaps a little lackluster, predictable, and, dare I say, at times, somewhat boring. But isn't that the case for most couples after a few years? Wasn't good enough for my wife, though. If things didn't improve, the threat of marriage counselling was on the cards. I didn't fancy that. So I asked her for suggestions. You could try talking dirty to me during sex, she suggested. So I did. The oven is filthy. The rubbish is overflowing, and the floors need a good clean. We ended up in counselling anyway. That's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Pathetic. Okay. I don't know how, but I misnumbered the last story as 1052 instead of 1053. Pretty pathetic for a septuagenarian. Can't count to 1053. What can I say? My mom fell down a staircase before I was born. A forcep delivery by a marine doctor. Mixing dyslexia and ADHD. It's a wonder they didn't leave me on the plane with a pint of orange juice. Perhaps we should use Roman numerals, MLII, or binary 10000011101. Go for all the marbles, hexes, 41D. Nope, mostly screw up that. Just gotta own the pathetic thing. We do give out effort awards here. And this week's story, dirty. Everyone has a dirty little secret. You know the one you share with your ex-crazy girl. How years after you broke up, she sells it to the National Enquirer. Yep. Just after you won your Senate primary. God, I wish there weren't so many pictures. Makes it harder to push back. Some people might believe one couldn't possibly do that with a dead ferret. Trick is a live ferret. Only thing can save me now is this sweet bit of oppo. Dirty little secret of my esteemed rival has to do with a biker gang in Omaha. Ride 'em, cowboy. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
My guidance counselor suggested I become an anchorite. Our previous anchorite recently graduated, he said. They would wall me up at the school, feeding me through a hole and collecting waste from another. We tried using just one hole, but there were too many complaints. We went through the paperwork, signed the contract, and the next day I was bricked over in an alcove by the library. It's a bit cramped, but I don't worry about anything, really. I'm fed, I'm never thirsty. They add drugs to my food to deal with any itching, and I never have to shower.
And let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. You just heard a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of dirty. And I guess it's a new beginning, so let's make the next topic beginning. And hopefully everything will go according to schedule for once. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.